Kia ora maitato e te iwi, we are only weeks away from election day and the politics is heating up right across Te Taitoke Rau. In Whangarei, the incumbent Shane Reti of the National Party looks like the front runner in the polls. Now Whangarei has long been held by National, which means that it might be a bit tough for Shane Jones of New Zealand First and Ash Howell of the Greens Party to nab that seat. But we've seen it happen before in the Northland by-election in 2015, where a seat held by National for a very long time was nabbed by the Silver Fox of New Zealand First, Winston Peters. So it could happen again. Shane Jones is a proven politician and people know him. He's very likeable. So there's a likelihood that there could be a big battle between the two Shanes in Whangarei. Now over to Northland in the 2015 by-election, we saw Winston Peters won that election by over 4,000 votes, which means that he's going in as the favourite. Now, Winston looks like he is ready to maintain his position as the MP of Northland. He's going up against newcomer Matt King of the National Party and Willow Jean Prime. Now, he went up against Willow in that by-election. She didn't come off the best, but now she sits at 17 on the Labour list and she has worked on her profile over the last few years, which means that she's coming in a little bit more knowing and a little bit better off. Now the real battle looks like it's for that Taitoke Rau seat. Mana movement leader Hone Harawira is buying on the fact that Calvin Davis has now become the deputy leader of the Labour Party and is selling the 2-for-1 special. And that's kind of been widely talked about across Taitoke Rau. Calvin Davis is still running and says that he has done enough to prove his position to maintain his seat as the Member of Parliament for Te Taitoke Rau, but no doubt there's going to be a real battle on his hands to maintain that position. Hone Harawira over the last few years has started many initiatives across Taitoke Rau, which means that he's coming from a more people's perspective. Now in the mix there for Taitoke Rau is Godfrey Rudolph of the Greens Party. Godfrey is a bit of a newcomer to Taitoke Rau politics, but he has done a lot of work and made some inroads when it comes to environmental issues. Now these are some of the things that are going to be talked about over the political debate. Across Taitoke Rau whānui, we can see that there's some big clashes going, and these are some of the clashes that you will see in the Battle of the North, Sunday the 3rd of September. So make sure you keep an eye out. Things like housing, environment, the PE epidemic, all these things will be covered, so make sure you stay tuned to heku.nz.